My name is Shannon Street. I'm from Hadag Nachash. I'm from Jerusalem. I'm a singer. I write songs. And I do a whole wide variety of other stuff also. I wrote my first rap song when I was about 25. I recorded a single with a friend of mine from high school, and I printed about 300 copies for my own money, and I spread them around CD stores in Jerusalem. And in one of the CD stores, David, our keyboardist, was working. And he said, "We have an instrumental band. Why don't you come check it out and try and jam with us?" And that's what we did, and that's how we became Hadag Nachash. This happened in 1996. The whole Jewish thing, it's still evolving in my soul and also in the bands. I was far more observant while I was living in the United States for a couple of years, and I wasn't very observant then either. But I fasted on Yom Kippur, and I walked to synagogue and stuff like that when I was in California. I remember our first show overseas was in England, and it was for Jewish kids on some university, something or other. And we were very happy to perform overseas for the first time, but we felt like we were cheating. Like, well, it's not a real show overseas because it's for Jews. I mean, this was in 2004, I think. But since then, our emotions shifted. We feel a special connection with the Jewish crowd anywhere in the world. It's important that people know what tribe they came from. It's important that they feel the tribe they're from. But this feeling can't be blinding. It just should be part of you. There's this question, do you feel more Jewish or more Israeli? So the answer for me is Jewish, for sure. And I definitely feel a part of the Jewish tree, which is a much larger, more exciting, more diverse tree than the Israeli tree. The Jewish tree is thousands of years old. It has people that invented communism and socialism. It has all kinds of artists, so it can definitely accept me as one of its own. I feel that I'm walking in a Jewish path. I'm paving an Israeli path. It's different. A wish for the future of Judaism? I think in general, minorities have the power to pull societies to a better place. It's the minorities that have the power to point the direction in which the majority should go. The Jews should never forget that they're a minority, and it's not a bad thing. It's hard to explain it, but for us, we don't feel like we're cheating anymore, that's for sure. And we've performed in cities with zero Jews, like Tokyo. So we get all kinds now, and in a way, the performances in front of a Jewish audience in an American university or something like that, or in Moscow, when we went to Moscow, it's very moving. It's a special experience.